Great morning, everyone. Great morning, and a great morning it is. This is your girl, Christina Elevation Wilson, a.k.a. Comedian Ella the Speller, the phenomenal storyteller, coming to you with an early morning story that I woke up with. Well, as I laid down last night, I'm like, okay, I got to get this off my chest. So today's subject is going to be entitled, No Ma'am. Did you hear I said, no ma'am? Do you see the, you can't see my face, but just by the inflection of my voice, I'm making a statement without making a statement. See, no ma'am. No ma'am has more power than you could ever imagine. You know, I didn't know how to say the word no for years. I will admit, I am a recovering people pleaser. Oh gosh, when I was... before I recovered, I can't even tell you how miserable I was because I didn't know how to say no. I didn't know that no had so much power in it. And I walked around for years being offended, doing things, saying yes when I wanted to say heck to the no, okay? Heck to the no, no, no. But honey, one day something clicked. And if my memory serves me correctly, this is funny. This was in October, maybe 2012, 2013. I had a young lady that I used to go to church with. When I tell you master manipulator, oh my God, she knew how to press my buttons and she knew I had issues saying no. And she was so crafty when she would call me and she needed something. She would start something like this. Hey, what you doing? Silly me, I would say nothing. Oh, good, I need you to do so and so and so for me. And because I was a nice Christian church going girl, saying no for me, I felt like was, like I couldn't say no. She would get me every time. Until it got to the point where she would ask or suggest something. And I finally got the power to say, that's not going to work for me. Oh my goodness. Honey, from that point, when I said, I didn't even know no ma'am at the time. I just said, you know, the nice girl, oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. And then she questioned me. Of course, that made me feel guilty. But I shared what I shared in my Nene Leakes voice, honey. You know, Nene ain't going to be on the housewives. I'm like, can you believe that? Anyway, nobody care about that right now. We talking about me, M-E. Saying N-O, okay? So that lady, I promise you, from that time when I told her, no, I'm not going to be able to do that. Honey, she cut me off. Can I tell you, that was the beginning of me learning to say, no, ma'am. There's power in no, ma'am. And you got to say it and mean it. You know what I'm saying? Put people on, no, ma'am, not today. No, ma'am, you will not. I can't tell you how many situations I had before I learned to say no ma'am. I had another person who sent me a text message one morning and told me, well, they didn't even say good morning. I need blah, 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 because I'm going to be doing blah, blah, blah. And so I wrote back and I said, well, good morning. And by the way, this is not an option. Guess what I said? You got it. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You ain't paying the mortgage here. Now I got to turn around and go get you a key because you decide you want... No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Oh, no. See, sometimes people would push you into the no, ma'am. I'm telling you. Sometimes they'll push you straight into the no, ma'am. Like straight into Compton. They'll push you straight into the no, ma'am. I'm telling you, when you learn the power of no, ma'am, it will change your life. Do you hear me? Say no, ma'am. Or change your life. And let me also say to the brothers, it's okay to say no, sir. No, sir don't really have as much oomph to it. Like, no, ma'am. You see what I'm saying? No, sir. No, sir. They say I'm kind of, well, you don't want to say no, sir, like that. Just said, no, nah, man. But for me, no, ma'am. I want to say my ninth grade English teacher, maybe my 10th grade, Miss Helen Barnes, our Lord rest her soul. That is where no ma'am derived from. Miss Barnes would no ma'am you like nobody's business. she would shame you and you would know better to ask her stupid questions of Ms. No, ma'am. Ms. Barnes didn't play. Ever since I heard the way Ms. Barnes said, no, ma'am, it just stuck to my system. And when I growed up, G-R-O-W-D-E-D, when I growed it up, I learned that two-letter word or the word no, oh, it saved my life. It saved my life. I cannot tell you how many situations that I've had where I let people, I can't say I let them, I made decisions that were not beneficial for me. I had a friend one time. She wanted to borrow my car. Like, are you serious? Like, my car? Now, in times past, silly me, immature me, people-pleasing me, I did it. One day, that I didn't know if I want to tell this, but I'm going to tell it. So one day, me and my helpful self, I was trying to help this person out. And I did something financially that I should not have done. Well, this person was supposed to make a payment to me, but the person was going to make a road trip and sent me a text message asking me if they could make the payment when they came back or the next month or so. So that meant I had to make a payment on something that she on a charge that she made. And I thought to myself, well, if this ain't selfish, I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to help you. Then you're going to take your money that you owe to me and you're going to take a trip and you're going to ask me, can you pay me next time? No, ma'am. See, that no, ma'am right there was almost a cuss out, no, ma'am. And in fact, the way I said no, ma'am, it was cussing out. I just didn't use the expletive. The nerve of you. You selfish. Person. You selfish person. How dare you? But to be so bold to ask me if I could pay, if she could pay me later, and she's taking a trip, so you have no regards for me. No to the daggone ma'am. No, ma'am. Can you believe that? But you know what that is? It's a reflection of me. Yes, I want to help people. But you know what? This, I have to admit it. I struggle with self-esteem issues. I'm not going to lie. I don't have any shame in my game. I wanted to help people because I would hope that people would help me when I'm in a situation. But that's abuse. That's abuse. And you got to recognize these people because, honey, they are near and dear to you. And these are the people that you don't think would do this kind of thing. And they know your heart. They know you're good for helping. But yet and still, they will take advantage of you. Don't let them ride, honey. If they gonna ride, they gonna wanna drive eventually. Don't let them do it. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Unacceptable. Let me tell you about another experience I had. This is very recent. Okay, so about a year ago, I met a young lady through work, and we immediately connected. We definitely were kindred spirits. And so we got to our friendship one-year anniversary, and before that one year happened, 2 weeks prior to that, I made a decision to back away from her for about 2 weeks. Because I had to pray about some things that I saw within her character and some things about her personality. This person was very organized and very, well, financially stable. And she was very gifted. And I always complimented her on all these things. But underneath there was some arrogance that I just could not ignore. And I didn't want to deal with it. And so I had to step away and I had to pray. And I had to say, God, show me myself. Am I being judgmental? Am I being critical? Or if I go to her, am I going to her as a friend? Now, what I had to do was, okay, I know her personality. First thing she's going to say was that people are always jealous of me, which is not the case. I did admire her. I thought for a young woman, she was doing really, really good for herself and her husband. Well, after the 2 weeks, on the day of our one-year friendshipversary, I called her and I called her just to chit chat and say happy friendiversary, if that's even a word. And then I told her, you know, I had to take a little step back. I had to examine myself, but God had been showing me some things, and I wanted to make sure that I took the time to look at myself before I brought these things to your attention. Before I could get those words out of my mouth, this chick went ballistic, telling me, oh, you're not a friend, you this, and you that, and you this, and I don't do this, and I don't, and I was saying, like, wow, she just shut me down. It got so bad, she hung the phone up on me, told me to have a nice life. She unfriended me on Facebook. She blocked my email and my phone calls. And I said, okay, no, ma'am, you will not think that this is okay. This is unacceptable. About a month later, she calls me as if nothing ever happened. Ooh, I felt a no ma'am spirit coming on. I said, no ma'am, right in the middle of our talk, after she talked about 10 minutes. No ma'am, no to the man. No ma'am, you will not. Mm-mm, no, you don't get to do this. No ma'am. Can you understand how upset I must have been and how many times I said no ma'am? Oh, I let her know. No ma'am, this is unacceptable. And I shared with her my feelings. Do you think that she still bothered to apologize after 20 minutes? No ma'am, she did not. Then she said to me, honey, this is what she said. Well, I just don't understand. I just can't live up to your expectations. So I'm saying, you can't live up to your expectations of just being a friend. Okay, that's too difficult. Okay. She said, well, I've been married for 10 years. I don't have this many issues in my marriage. Oh my goodness. So now I'm your problem. Okay. She said, I just won't ease. I said, okay, boo, no worries. I said, okay, let's talk about this a little bit later, because I was out right at that moment. I was out. So then she sent me a text message. She said, well, early mornings work better for me. I said, oh, okay. Honey, that was about 2 months ago. I guess the morning's still working for her, because you know what? She ain't heard from me, honey. I said no to the ma'am. You will not tell me when I can call you in a friendship. Is this the friendship you want? That's why your marriage didn't last for 10 years. Because you were the pants and not your husband. Uh-oh, I said it. Ow! Who dad is? Oh, I think it was whoop dad is. But anyway, no, ma'am, you don't get to control and manipulate me. I can tell you best, since you want an easy friendship, close your eyes and tell me what you see. Close them. You don't see nothing, do you? Bye-bye. I can give you the best trick-or-treat experience of your life, honey. And it ain't even Halloween. I'm just saying, I am Ella the Speller. I approve this message. You get to fix people. Yeah, I'm telling you, look, ain't nothing about me squeaky clean. But what I will say is, when I'm your friend, I'm your friend. But no, ma'am, you don't get to treat me any kind of way. I ain't even got to be your friend. You don't get to treat me any kind of way. I had another situation that occurred recently. And this was a huge win for me. I had someone to reach out to me to say, hey, listen, I know you're having some hardships. I'd like to be able to help you. I'm going to put this on the table for 24 hours and get back to me, blah, blah, blah. Well, I fell asleep. I was supposed to call her back on this particular night. I fell asleep, woke up the next morning, like at 5:30. Left her a voice message, you know, basically saying, look, I'm so sorry. I fell asleep. I meant to call you, but may I please have a 24-hour extension? Anyway, to make a long story short, the lady called me and we had a conversation, but what I F-I-E-L-T and my S-P-I-R-I-T, I can't spell good this morning. What I felt in my spirit was, there was some manipulation in this wanting to help me. Now, I missed the deadline. I realized that. But when you call me back and then you tell me I didn't reach out to you, which I did, and then you tell me that you're reading the message that I sent or the voice message that I left saying, well, you asked for a 24-hour extension. Then the person says to me, well, I thought you would have called back to, you know, make this thing happen. Well, I did call you. I left you a message, or I sent a text. I don't remember which one. But you're saying to me, I didn't reach out to you. Now you're telling me I should have called back. That's too much control. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I said, you know what? Thank you, but no thank you. Now, did I need those funds? I absolutely did. But you know what? And it wasn't a pride issue. I learned that sometimes you just got to say no. And I'm thankful that I said no, because if what I felt from the beginning of the conversation, if that thing made me feel some kind of way, what would have happened if I'd actually gotten that loan? No, ma'am. You don't get to talk to me. You don't get to manipulate me. You don't get to control me, because you have the power and because you have the fun. No, ma'am. I'll pass. Thank you. Now, I know I sound dramatic. I am dramatic. I ain't gonna lie. I'm dramatic. But I don't like that kind of thing. If you would help me, doggone it, help me. If you're not going to, if I missed the deadline, just say that. Let's move on. No, ma'am. You don't get to come and tell me all this stuff and then keep relaying where you... No, ma'am. Look, I've asked you to beg. That ain't happening. No, ma'am. It ain't gonna happen. God is my provider. And I know he got me. And that's just how it is. That's how it's gonna be. That's how it's going to be. And I mean it. I said it. And I approve it. All right. I'm starting to get dry mouth down then. I mean, I'm talking too much. I'm getting angry for real. No, don't let people ride. If they ride, they're going to want to drive. Okay? Don't let them do it. You know, the power of no is priceless. Do you hear me? For that person that's struggling in that relationship that you know you need to get out of, and in someone, you may feel like you're being manipulated. It's okay to say no and go. You know, if there's something that in your spirit you don't feel right about, listen. It's okay to say no. I had one last situation that happened recently with someone. And it was regarding some transportation. I said I wasn't going to say anything about this, but I'm not living for people anymore. I'm just so readily... I'm ready to release that people-pleasing spirit and be able to just speak up and stand up for myself. But, you know, sometimes people think because you're nice that you're a punk. People think that because you are nice that you're weak. Not so the case with me. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not at all. And I can tell you this. I mean, I can love you and I can help you and I can encourage you, motivate, inspire you. But what you're not going to do... You're not going to take advantage of me. And if I feel it, sense it, see it, smell it, taste it, and can touch it, no, ma'am. Oh, it didn't happen. Not today. And I want to say for the brothers, did I tell you that it's okay for you to say no, sir? No, sir. You ain't coming in my barbershop thinking you know, no, sir. People, all I'm saying to you, if this is your issue, if somebody puts you in a situation that doesn't feel comfortable to you, just understand you can very easily be just very polite and say, no, ma'am. No, thank you. No, sir. Or you can get jiggy with her. No, ma'am. Look at my head. See how my head to the side like that? No, ma'am. Not today. No, ma'am. Not today. And you, as my mom said, you got to argue with them. Don't argue with them. Just go ahead on about your business. But the sweetest no, ma'am, is this one right here. No, ma'am. That's not an option. But thank you. Bam. Done deal. You hear me? Bam. Done deal. You ain't got to argue. You ain't got to fuss. You ain't got to sweat. You ain't got to pull your wig or your earrings off. Just no. No, that doesn't work for me. Thank you, though. That's it. So here's to that person that's having problems saying no. Just like Nancy Reagan used to say back in the 1900s. Just say no. Just say no to drugs. Just say no to whatever is not for you. And know that it's okay. Guess what? Some people going to walk out. Some people going to leave. There was another situation I had back in 1999 or so. A lady from my church, she was crafty, honey. When I tell you she was a master manipulator, honey, she knew that I was struggling with saying no and I had some esteem issues and that I was a people pleaser. She was slick. She would call me and she would ask, hey, girl, what you doing? Silly me. Oh, I ain't doing nothing. Okay, good. I need you to take me so-and-so. And look, then she would say, well, you can drive my car. Right? So she thought she was making the deal sweeter by telling me, well, you ain't got to drive your car and burn up your gas. I just need your time. And silly me, guess what I did? I did it. She'll call me again 2 weeks later, you know, and she would change it up a little bit. Like, I don't even know how she would change it up, but she would change it up to the point where she would be so smooth with it, right? Just like a Tennessee whiskey. She'd be so smooth with it. And before I knew it, she had then got me again. And then I got up on her game. I said, okay, I ain't playing no game. And the next time she called me and said, I need you to take me, I said, no, ma'am. That was it. No, ma'am. It's not an option for me. So you get to fix people. Before people can tell you what they want you to get, no, ma'am. There was another person I had that once she sent me a text message one morning telling me she was going someplace and that I need to stay at your place. Not no good morning or nothing in the text. See, that was an easy one. I just wrote it back right nicely and said, no, ma'am, that's not an option. No, ma'am. See, people will tell you what they think about you by the way they make requests and demands on you. Oh, it ain't happening no more. See, you could do that in the early 1980s, the 1990s, in the early 2000s. Try me in 2020 and beyond. Try me if you want to. See if I don't put a trick-or-treat on you like Halloween ain't never seen. That's how I'll do it. That is how I will do it. And ain't got no shame in my game. You know what else you can do, too, when people come to you talking foolish? You don't say nothing. Just look at them and smile. They'll figure it out. I know this sound real mean, and I am a Christian, I sure am. Love Jesus with every ounce and every fiber of my being. But roll up on me and try me if you want to. The song said, try Jesus, don't try me. Now, I ain't gonna fight you, I ain't gonna hit you, nothing like that. All I'm gonna do is just emphatically say, no ma'am. Unapologetically and without explanation. See, when you get to the point where you can say, no, that's good. But you still might struggle with explaining why you said no. And people will try you. But baby, when you get to that place, all you do is look at them and say, no ma'am. Unapologetically. Without explanation. Oh honey, you doing something then. Oh, you doing something then. I'm just saying. Don't let people ride, honey. If they ride, they're going to want to drive. Don't let people take advantage of you. Don't let people try to guilt you out. When you said no because you meant no. And no is a complete sentence without explanation. My name is Christina Elevation Wilson, a.k.a. Ella the Speller, the Phenomenal Storyteller. And I approve this message. No, ma'am. No, sir. Have a good day.